I like some of what he did. Okay, some of what he did was very good.
My fellow Americans and my fellow Republicans, my name is J.D. Vance from the great state of Ohio.
Good, 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 good.
Tonight.
What they're chanting, if you're not familiar, is in Ohio, especially for Ohio State, particularly where he went to school. One group, it's a chant callback. One group says OH, the other group says IO. Okay, it's super common. If you ever see somebody wearing an Ohio State shirt or whatever, and you're like, oh, wait, they'll go IO right immediately. Just like, you know, you'd say War Eagle to somebody or, you know, Roll Tide to somebody. That's their version of that, okay? But, okay, so he's from Ohio, and they're OHIO-ing him.
IO, OHIO. You guys, we gotta chill with the Ohio love. We got to win Michigan, too, here, so...
Because it's a big rivalry, right? And so, and I think it was later on they started chanting, go blue, go blue, yeah, which is their chant, you know.
Go blue.
And, you know, it's fun.
Let's go blue.
Yeah, let's go blue. That's right. It was fun. So, you know, no big deal. And a lot of his speech, he did what you'd think would be the standard sort of what VPs should do, but not as much, which is, you know, hyping Trump and talking about him.
I want all Americans to go and watch the video of a would-be assassin coming a quarter of an inch from taking his life. Consider the lies they told you about Donald Trump, and then look at that photo of him, defiant, fist in the air. When Donald Trump rose to his feet in that Pennsylvania field, all of America stood with him.
All good stuff. Factually, I'm sure there were some of these, as I say, crazy un-American, anti-American folks who didn't stand and weren't happy. They were hoping for a different outcome. And, you know, go ahead and leave the country. The door's open. You're welcome to go. But, yeah, of course, that's exactly right. And then he kind of got into telling a little bit of the personal side. And this, I keep telling you, this has been the theme of the convention, is Donald Trump's a human. Donald Trump's a person. He's not this persona. He's not this sort of ringleader, carnival barker, angry stereotype, whatever it is that you want to think of as the way the effort has been obvious to try to talk about President Trump as a guy, as a person, as a dad, as a grandfather. And this is one of those kind of moments.
He's the man who is feared by America's adversaries, but two nights ago, and I'll share a moment, said goodnight to his two boys, told them he loved them, and made sure to give each of them a kiss on the cheek. And I will say, Don and Eric squirmed the same way my four-year-old does when his daddy tries to give him a kiss on the cheek. Sorry, guys.
That's a great line. It's a great story because it's funny. It humanizes. You know, it's all of that kind of stuff. And the reason I mention that is because he did, of course, lay out some why Biden is bad. Okay, he did that a fair amount. And I mean, you know, he did the standard, you know.
I officially accept your nomination to be Vice President of the United States of America.
Of course. And then the crowd, which had been very involved all night in a lot of different kind of chants. Chanting JD, as is expected. But then in telling his story, There's two parts to this. Part of it is telling how Biden has been wrong again and again and again. And, you know, everything back to the opposing the killing of Osama bin Laden, right? You know, Obama made the call, yes, and Biden was like, I don't know if we can really go on this actionable intelligence. So he got that wrong, like he got a lot of things wrong, which was kind of the presentational tone here is, you know, Biden's wrong a lot.
I was in the fourth grade. A career politician by the name of Joe Biden supported NAFTA, a bad trade deal that sent countless good jobs to Mexico.
And he got, you know, China trade wrong.
When I was a senior in high school, that same Joe Biden supported the disastrous invasion of Iraq. And at each step of the way, in small towns like mine in Ohio or next door in Pennsylvania or Michigan, in states all across our country, jobs were sent overseas and our children were sent to war.
Absolutely. See, that's, and you know, I thought it was interesting to hear that setup because, again, I think the tone of what he was trying to do was more just, you know, here's me as a person, not positions. He didn't talk about positions, not really. It was more, you know, here's J.D. Vance, just kind of get to know me a little bit. We'll come back to this in just a second. John is back in Pensacola with our Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. To learn more, visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. One accident to let you know about if you are traveling on 98 Racetrack Road in Eglin Parkway. We've got an accident with roadblocks, so be careful with that. I'm seeing backups in both east and west direction, so just mind of that. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the J.D. Vance speech last night. I personally didn't feel like I learned a lot about J.D.'s positions last night. If I didn't already know, and I didn't already know a lot about him, I don't feel like I got it from last night. I'm not sure what he believes other than he seems to lean towards isolationism. He, as a former, as a Marine, he served for 4 years and then he left. He's not retired. Criticizing the invasion of Iraq. Okay, fine, good. And wanting to make sure that we don't send our boys and girls across the pond anywhere to anything unnecessary. But I didn't learn a lot about his views. I did learn more about him as a person, and I thought that was probably the most interesting stuff that he told, but even there, it was more about his grandma than it was about him and his personal story and growing up around drug addiction and his mom and the struggles that she had gone through, and of course Hillbilly Elegy that he wrote.
Despite the closing factories and the growing addiction in towns like mine, in my life I had a guardian angel by my side. She was an old woman who could barely walk, but she was tough as nails. I called her Mamaw, the name we hillbillies gave to our grandmothers.
I love somebody with no discernible accent calling himself a hillbilly. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of amazing.
Mamaw was, in so many ways, a woman of contradiction. She loved the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. She was a woman of very deep Christian faith. But she also loved the F word.
That was good.
I'm not kidding. She could make a sailor blush.
And that's a great line. I mean, that's a great line.
Now, she once told me, when she found out that I was spending too much time with a local kid who was known for dealing drugs, that if I ever hung out with that kid again, she would run him over with her car. That's true. And she said, JD, no one will ever find out about it.
So again, I mean, that's a great story, great line. And now they're chanting Mama. They're chanting for her. Okay, loved it. It was great. It's entertaining. What does it tell me about him? It maybe tells me that he's got a sense of humor, which is useful. It tells me that he was raised in challenging circumstances, which is useful. It tells me that he understands the situation that an awful lot of people are dealing with. As he said later, I'll never lose my roots of, or I think it was his wife who said, it's the same guy, he'll never lose, he's always who he was. And he's not going to forget where he came from, was his line. And that's good, because a lot of people are dealing with this. I mean, he mentioned it, that, a lot of grandmothers and grandparents are raising babies that they didn't think they'd have to be raising in the fentanyl era. That is a very non-typical Republican thing to talk about, especially not in the context of, and that's why this country is going to hell. Even though there's that message, what he's more saying is, I understand. I've seen it. I care about this, and I know where you're at if you're dealing with this. And in fact, such to the point that he even introduced a surprise halfway through the speech.
And it's about, our movement is about single moms like mine, who struggled with money and addiction, but never gave up. And I'm proud to say that tonight my mom is here, 10 years clean and sober. I love you, Mom.
It was a great moment. And they even... JD's mom, which I thought was funny because nobody knew her name, but they were chanting for her. I mean, it was great. It was really a neat moment. And she was, you could tell she was kind of overwhelmed by it all. And so to me, there's a value there because he's telling us a little bit about who he is and the relatability of this person as the vice president to the challenges that, because what's the knock on Donald Trump? I mean, aside from whatever positions and things, it's, you know, he's the elite, wealthy. He doesn't, you know, his kids eat off of golden spoons and high-rise penthouses and whatever, and he can't relate. And so having a vice presidential candidate who is utterly relatable because of the background that he comes from, raised in poverty around drug addiction and, you know, enlisting in the Marines and, you know, going off to school eventually. I mean, that's a good story to tell.
And our movement, ladies and gentlemen, it's about grandparents all across this country who are living on Social Security and raising grandchildren they didn't expect to raise.
Yeah, and even that Trump's vision of who to serve is not the wealthy elite, which has been Biden's repeated refrain. It's like the tax cuts benefit the rich. The tax cuts benefit the rich. And he says,
President Trump's vision is so simple and yet so powerful. We're done, ladies and gentlemen, catering to Wall Street. We'll commit to the working man.
Which is the, you know, tax cuts, which is, you know, improving trade, protecting jobs, bringing, you know, reshoring investment capital, all of that stuff. That's all talking to the workers. And there were so many, you know, he didn't quite have the Reagan Democrat effect, but he had a lot more of it than any other Republicans had in a long time. Of people who would otherwise, you know, vote Democrat wanted to vote for him because they saw his effort and interest in, you know, hanging out with the construction workers and talking with them about projects and honoring the bricklayers and all of that kind of stuff. And that's who he'd rather be around than anybody else. Like, all that kind of stuff is part of this, not platform of ideas that we're going to do, but values that we hold and who we are as people, which is, again, kind of reinforced. JD kept telling the stories about his mamaw.
And while we're on the topic of grandparents, let me tell you another mamaw story. Now, my mamaw died shortly before I left for Iraq in 2005. And when we went through her things, we found 19 loaded handguns. They were...
You know, there's a part of you wants to meet her. There's a part of you be terrified to meet her. Yeah. But...
Now, the thing is, they were stashed all over her house. Under her bed, in her closet, in the silverware drawer. And we wondered what was going on, and it occurred to us that towards the end of her life, Mamaw couldn't get around so well. And so this frail old woman made sure that no matter where she was within arm's length of whatever she needed to protect her family. That's who we fight for. That's American spirit.
So at the end of this speech, I sat there and I kind of turned to Bobby, and, you know, I didn't think that... the Donald Trump Jr. speech was all that good. In fact, his daughter totally stole the show. You know, the Gold Star families, the World War II veteran, and Kai Madison were the stars. And then you also listen to Donald Trump Jr., and then you also listen to J.D. Vance. But the thing about the speech from J.D. is I thought, I still don't know what you believe in, really. I didn't hear a lot of platform or philosophy or viewpoint. I did get some good stories, and I did find out that you can tell a joke and that you love your wife, and that's all very good, okay? And maybe that was the point. The point was just to be like, you know, here's the like us. We're good people like us.
I was going to say, in years past, the strategy of here's our principles, this is what we're going to do, really hasn't worked as well for the Republican Party as
right.
It has for the Democrats. Democrats don't talk about policy. They just talk about we are the party of the working class.
Mm-hmm.
We're the party, and they do these little, this is what we do, and then they do a lot of these anecdotes mm-hmm. of I understand you because I did this and this. I mean, even Biden today. Now it turns out a lot of his anecdotes are lies,
yes.
or he doesn't remember
embellishments. Let's say,
yeah, embellishments. But that's has worked for them very much so. And I after thinking about it a little bit more, I was like. I don't necessarily like it, but because I'm a policy guy.
Right. I want to hear the ideas.
But I'm like...
As a marketing strategy.
It's marketing. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's marketing. And I started thinking about more, and I'm like, but you know what? He did his job. His job was to try to get people to like him.
Right. And you know, they're not going to care about your policy if they don't like you.
Yep.
And so if you lead with that, you're inviting them to disagree with you. If you lead with this stuff, nobody's... Oh, well, I just want to know more, you know? And it was. It was kind of like, I want to know more. I want to try it. 625 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay with Bobby Rossi here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Barberry Plumbing. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
We've got a vehicle crash with roadblock that's going to definitely delay you if you're in the Racetrack Road, Eglin Parkway area. It's a roadblock. Use caution in the area. I'm seeing traffic backed up to the east and westbound. So just be careful with that. Take an alternate route. I-110, I-10 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
6:29 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, live from the RNC in Milwaukee. Back in the studios in Pensacola, David Wayne has got our headlines. David?
Well, the Homeland Security Inspector General will be investigating the Secret Service handling of security at Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rally. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle appearing at a House hearing this coming Monday as the agency is still facing intense scrutiny after last Saturday's assassination attempt and security lapses. California Governor...
I cannot believe she actually said out loud that the sloped roof...
Right.
Was an issue. This, I mean, I
the
just,
other two counter sniper teams were on even steeper sloped roofs.
It's the most idiotic thing to say. It's gaslighting just to presume that that would even satisfy questions. It's unbelievable. And then to follow it up with, no, I'm staying in this office. I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
No,
I could not believe
it's
that.
Okay. No, you're 100%. There have been so many just crazy things with this that have come out about the Secret Service response to that and all that.
Yeah.
Just insanity.
Well, in the new timeline, right? The whole, like, they were aware of him as a person of interest an hour and 2 minutes ahead of time.
And he was out there with a rangefinder
20 minutes beforehand. It's
infuriating,
you
really.
Have the same reaction. Like, I don't want to be drawn to the conspiracy theory, but I don't know how you don't get drawn to it with some of this stuff.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance addresses the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Tonight is a night of hope, a celebration of what America once was And with God's grace, what it will soon be again.
Former President Trump closes out the convention with his nomination acceptance speech tonight. President Biden is warned by more Democrats he cannot beat Donald Trump in November, including Congressman Adam Schiff from California. He's running for the Senate.
He's one of about 20 Democrats who've called on President Biden to step aside. This comes as a source familiar tells Fox News Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushed the DNC to delay its virtual roll call vote to nominate President Biden after several Democrats pushed back.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, President Biden has what's being called the mild case of COVID. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It's 77 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Escambia County Public Schools taking some steps to address overcrowding. They're investing $3 million on a property, a little bit more than $3 million actually, on a property in the Beulah area to build a new school building.
We can't keep waiting around to make decisions until it's too late. Beulah Elementary School's got 900 students. We've had a multitude of portables out there. We really want to get out of the portable business.
And that's District Superintendent Keith Leonard. And he says this new school building is going to be north of Nine Mile Road. It's in one of those areas with lots of home development occurring at the moment. The school board approved the purchase this week. That new school will be less than a mile from Beulah Elementary and Beulah Middle School. Leonard says they're looking at the possibility of having a primary school with kindergarten through second grade in one building and intermediate school with third through fifth in the other. The district does still have to finalize their plans. Then construction is estimated to start in around a year. Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking last night at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
The swamp draining will recommence soon, and I will be President Trump's strongest ally in Congress to pass term limits, to stop taxpayer funding for political campaigns, to ban members of Congress for life from becoming lobbyists, and for the same reason you don't let the referee bet on the game, ban members of Congress from trading individual stocks.
And Gaetz describing November's election as a mission to rescue and save the nation. He said former President Trump is unstoppable. Gaetz, of course, one of former President Trump's most loyal allies in Congress. Well, authorities in Okaloosa County say a 20-year-old illegal immigrant has been arrested and is accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. That incident, alleged incident, occurred on April 21st. The victim tells investigators that she woke up and a Hispanic male was sexually assaulting her and speaking in Spanish while covering her mouth with his hand. The suspect was identified as Kevin Escobar Munoz. He's from Honduras and had previously been deported in 2022. The FDLE says they were able to identify Escobar Munoz thanks to a DNA match from the victim's sexual assault kit. Yesterday, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves told News Radio a big-time college baseball showcase would be coming to the Blue Wahoo Stadium this fall. The team announcing yesterday that on Saturday, October 12th, local fans can see Florida State take on Auburn.
Being able to bring these two top-notch teams here, Florida State and Auburn, in college baseball, and being able to show our community great things and what they could end up being. You know, a young kid that would never get to travel all the way to Tallahassee or Auburn to see these teams, and right here in their backyard, they're going to be able to see them, and I just think it's such a great thing for our community.
That's Wahoo's team president, Jonathan Griffith, and for now, pre-sale tickets are only available to Wahoo's season ticket holders. They will go on sale to the general public in August. Griffith says tickets will start at about $15. 6:35 now at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right, yo. If you're over in Fort Walton Beach, we've got a couple of accidents to let you know about. First one was the one that originally started everything. It was at Racetrack Road and Eglin Parkway. No road blockage now, but we've got another accident that happened on Lewis Turner Boulevard and Oakfellow Road, and we've got a hit-and-run crash with a roadblock there. I-10, I-110, flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout your morning and afternoon. 70% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 77. Friday, keeping that scattered shower and thunderstorm forecast around. 70% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping to 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 78 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Amtrak has announced it is raising prices on all its multi-ride tickets in the Northeast Corridor by nearly 70%. Prices were not uniformly raised. A monthly pass between Philadelphia and Trenton used to cost roughly $550. It will now cost $825. A 49% increase. Commuters riding Amtrak between New York and Philadelphia used to pay roughly $1,000. Now they will pay $1,250, a 21% increase. Despite the surge in costs, the company said monthly passes still offer customers a significant discount compared to single tickets. Shares of Volvo Cars rose roughly 7% after the company reported a jump in annual operating profit for the second quarter. Profits for the quarter came in at $776 million, which is 28% higher than the same quarter a year ago. Futures are mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 243. The Nasdaq lost 512. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
The men and women that served in Afghanistan a debt of gratitude and an apology. Joe Biden may have forgotten that our children died, but we have not forgotten. Donald Trump has not forgotten.
The Gold Star Families was gut-wrenching.
Sure.
Yeah. Gut-wrenching. Never forget, they're chanting. I mentioned to you that the, it goes on. And I mentioned to you that the crowd had gotten itself pretty involved yesterday in a variety of ways, in, you know, creative chants, callbacks, that kind of stuff. But, the Gold Star Families from the Abbey Gate debacle were...
Joe Biden said the withdrawal from Afghanistan was an extraordinary success. An extraordinary success. Look at our faces. Look at our pain and our heartbreak. And look at our rage. That was not an extraordinary success. The humiliation of our nation was not an extraordinary success.
And I'll tell you, this whole portion of the proceedings yesterday actually began with a pre-produced video really laying out some of the problems and showing the Gold Star families and showing Joe Biden at the reception at the Air Force Base when they flew back, when the bodies of their children were brought back home. And I'm going to play a little bit of this for you because it's, if you didn't watch it yesterday, it's, well, here.
It's surreal seeing all those flag-draped coffins in the back of a C-17 is something you'll never forget. And it really drives home that, you know, these young men and women gave the ultimate sacrifice.
They had all the families within this large room. The president showed up and that was... It wasn't what I was expecting.
You know, this guy's sitting across from me on that tarmac, and he keeps looking at his watch.
Biden did not want to be there. I don't know what he wanted to do, but he did not want to be there. He looked at his watch multiple times. I saw it 3 times.
He didn't say anything about Riley. And to this day, he has yet to say those 13 kids' names.
And that makes me so upset because... those kids were serving their country. Those kids, they were giving their life for this country. And I always said they were thinking that their commander-in-chief was gonna have their back because they were fighting for this country, and that didn't happen.
And you didn't hear it there. This is, you know, we're in the auditorium. The boos over the comment from a Gold Star dad that he saw the president checking his watch during the reception of their children's remains. The crowd is livid at this. And I wish the people who were, you know, putting out the event, whoever was, you know, I don't know if everybody does the same thing, but the audio feed that we had, they'd cut off the mics, you know, so you could hear the video better, but you didn't get to hear the crowd reaction. And the crowd reaction was poignant at that exact moment. We'll come back with a little bit more of this because I thought this was one of the key moments yesterday. And, you know, sometimes not, I don't know how much of this all came through necessarily in the, you know, whatever you were watching at home. But we're live here in Milwaukee. I'm Andrew McKay for the Pensacola Morning News with Bobby Rossi. The broadcast today is brought to you in part by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. And John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're dealing with one that happened, a vehicle crash with roadblock, Racetrack Road in Eglin Parkway. And then just to the west of that, we're seeing another accident that happened because of the first one. Vehicle crash with roadblock, Eglin Parkway and Catherine Street, just about a quarter mile behind that. So definitely reroute yourself around that one. It's going to be just a little while. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So again, back to the Gold Star Family section. This was,
a good time. It was the only day of this whole thing that I forgot my handkerchief.
Yeah.
And I was not happy about that.
It was, the place was, you could hear a pin drop as they're listening to these Gold Star parents. And yet, you could tell the warmth of the crowd, the encouragement, the cheers, the clapping, when the moments were there, it was a massive love embrace from the crowd for these families who probably, I was thinking about this, this catches me for the first time right now, you know, for them talking about like Biden not doing anything and Trump doing, and, you know, this might have been the first time they really had this kind of
platform,
just something where they could get loved on after the horrible thing that they've had to endure.
While Joe Biden has refused to recognize their sacrifice, Donald Trump spent 6 hours in Bedminster with us.
Blew my mind.
Not even as the president anymore. Just doing it.
He allowed us to grieve. He allowed us to remember our heroes. Donald Trump knew all of our children's names. He knew their stories, and he spoke to us in a way that made us feel understood, like he knew our kids. Donald Trump carried the weight for a few hours with me. Yeah.
You can feel that just being nurtured by the crowd.
And for the first time since Nicole's death, I felt I wasn't alone in my grief. Thank you.
And, I mean, the gift of having them there to them and to get that kind of a reception. And, you know, they went on, another Gold Star dad.
When Hunter and the other service members' bodies were returned to the U.S. in Dover, Delaware, Joe Biden met the plane. But he made the occasion more about his son, lost to cancer, than our sons and daughters lost on his watch. Worse than that, he has never said their names out loud. And during last month's debate, he claimed no service members have died during his administration.
That's the one that got me.
Uh-huh.
None. That hurt us all deeply.
That hurt us all deeply. Do you remember this line?
When he was president, we were still find ourselves in a position where you had a notion that we were this safe country. The truth is, I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any, this decade, that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world like he did.
I couldn't believe he said it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even thinking, and what would those families have thought? Well, you're hearing it. They were dumbfounded and furious.
Alicia and I are here to say the names of all 13 service members who lost their lives.
And they did, and there was such a magical thing that happened when they read this. This is about 2 minutes long, but this is so worth hearing that I want you to pay attention not just to the names being read, but about halfway through this, pay attention to what happens with the crowd.
David Espinoza. Nicole G. Taylor Hoover.
You hear it?
Ryan C. Knaus.
They're saying the names back to him as a crowd.
Riley McCollum. Dylan Marola. Kareem Nakui.
And he's realizing it and trying to hold it together.
Dagan Page.
What you can't see is that the father was actually doing a good job holding it together, but the rest of the Gold Star families were
Johnny
not. Every time they heard their son or daughter's name.
Humberto Sanchez. Jared Schmitz. Maxton Sobiak. And my son, Hunter Lopez.
And just for a moment, try to put yourself in the mindset of a parent who's lost a child in a completely unnecessary and terribly done withdrawal exit from Afghanistan, from a president who claimed nobody died under his watch, who has refused to say their names in public, and now not only are you able to say their names, not only are you able to be loved on by the crowd, but you've never heard your president acknowledge your child, and now you have 10,000 strangers in a room who are suddenly family because they're giving your child the acknowledgement that you've been craving all this time. It was unbelievable. And the follow-up to that, when they were done with that, was, well, here.
Now we have another son serving in the Army. And we do not trust Joe Biden with his life. We have faith that Donald Trump to lead our military. Please join us in supporting Donald Trump for president and commander-in-chief.
We do not trust him with our son's life.
To me, that was the biggest endorsement that's happened all week.
Absolutely. And there's no disputing it. Yep. There's no arguing with it. It just is. And that was the point of this, was to remind people of just how bad the Biden administration has been in some of these ways. You know, because what does Joe Biden always sign off his speeches with? God bless America and God bless our troops.
Protect our troops.
And God protect our troops. And what happened? And what did he not do when it happened, and what did he deny actually happened? So every time he says, and may God protect our troops, what they're wanting you to remember is, remember us, remember our kids, and think about that. 6:54 here on News Radio Pensacola. We are in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, of course, covering it for News Radio Pensacola. Bobby Rossi and I are here for you. Back in the Pensacola studios, we have John Pickens and David Wayne. And let's just, we've got about a, do want to let you know a couple of things that are, you know, always kind of goings on, things that are worth knowing about. Bands on the Beach, of course, we got coming up next Tuesday. And, you know, it's one of the things that we enjoy the most about this area is the entertainment that we can have and take our minds off of things, and it's, you know, a fantastic thing. Coming up on the, let's see, this would be July 23rd. We have Storm Folk is going to be performing out at 7 o'clock at the Beach Ball. And then also, Stuff the Bus is coming up. WEAR Cares, Cat Country 98.7 News Radio, the Santa Rosa and Escambia County District Schools, and the PNJ and the United Way of West Florida all get together and get supplies together for the kids as we get them back to school. This is going to be at all of the Walmart locations, and that's going to be coming up on the 20th. So be aware of that. Obviously, great event every single year. I'm Andrew McKay for News Radio. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
We have a vehicle crash with a roadblock that happened over in Fort Walton Beach on Racetrack in Eglin Parkway. So Eglin Parkway is backed up on both sides. That's still roadblock in that area. Then to the west of it, just about a quarter mile, we have another accident. No roadblock is associated with this one, but it's still causing delays. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Hey Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back. Sisters 9 here on News Radio 92.3, News Radio Pensacola in Milwaukee. David Wayne has got a quick headline for us. David?
Well, President Biden is reportedly canceling his campaign events as he deals with that mild case of COVID-19. Also, John Deere seeing reports they're scaling back their DEI initiatives. They released a statement this week saying they're changing or eliminating their diversity, equity, inclusion policies.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.